Thank you all for coming. I'm Meredith Mendelson. I'm the Deputy Commissioner of the Department of Marine Resources. I'm here tonight with Carl Wilson, who's our Bureau of Marine Science Director, and also Andy Smith, who is the State Toxicologist with the Maine Center for Disease Control of the Department of Health and Human Services. Andy has been working with us closely on this monitoring work and analysis, so we brought him along tonight in case folks have questions about public health. I'm just going to talk a little bit about how we got here. I know many of you probably came to the last meeting that we held when we did the initial closure in 2014. Carl's going to talk a little bit about the monitoring work that the department conducted along with DEP and then the analysis that CDC did. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the management decision that we made to extend the closure further out in the river. And then we'll open it up for questions, so I don't think this will be too long of talking at you. We certainly want to hear your questions and respond to them if we can. So just to revisit the information that led us to the initial closure, in October of 2013, we learned of a court-ordered study that examined mercury contamination in sediment and marine species. And that study indicated that there were elevated levels of mercury in the mouth of the Penobscot River and lobster and crab in areas that were being harvested both commercially and recreationally. So we obtained a copy of that report at the department. We sought consultation from the Maine Center for Disease Control because the Department of Marine Resources does not have toxicology expertise. So luckily we have that resource in the state that's available to us and supported us through that conversation. This is a very unusual situation, or at the time it was a very unusual situation for us, because typically information such as this would be collected under state work and through and kept in state control. And this research was collected as part of an independent, as I said, court-ordered study as a result of ongoing litigation in federal court. But that said, it was an excellent data source. The information did appear to be very strong. There were indications of very strong quality control and assurances, and the work was done independently. It was not influenced by one side of the litigation or the other. Well-known commercial labs did that testing, and Maine DEP, when they do sampling, they test composite samples, so they combine a number of animals in one sample. But this work tested individual animals. And it had a greater number of samples than any other existing data set. So with all of that in mind, we felt confident that we could rely on that data for decision making, and we felt that we needed to make a decision based on that data because there was evidence that there was risk to public health. So we brought in CDC, and analysis there indicated that levels of mercury in lobster and crab were sufficiently high to warrant a consumption advisory for the most sensitive populations. That's women of childbearing age, women who are pregnant or nursing, children under the age of 8, thank you, Nettie. And so we decided at that point to consider what our options were. One of those was a consumption advisory for just those most sensitive populations. And then we also considered closing the area, which, as you know, is what we ultimately chose to do. We didn't make that decision lightly. We know that closure impacts everyone in this room and has impacts on your businesses and your livelihoods and your families. But we did make that decision because we thought it was the right thing to do to be most health protective and also to protect consumer confidence in Maine lobster. So particularly thinking back to that again, I just want to emphasize, in terms of impact to public health, those sensitive populations and also recreational harvesters who might be eating lobster from that area repeatedly, that was a special consideration for us. And also because we don't have traceability in the lobster supply chain, there might be questions that we couldn't answer for people about where the lobsters were coming from with the consumption advisory alone. So after making that initial closure, you might recall that back in 2014, we said that our next steps were to take on confirmation monitoring work. And that work was looking to accomplish three objectives. First, we wanted to confirm the study data from the court-ordered study. Second, we wanted to fill in some of the gaps in the data that we had, particularly on lobster. We did not have any data for the Fort Point ledges. We didn't have data along the Cape Jellison shoreline. So we wanted to do additional sampling there to determine whether the closure line was in the right place. And that is one of the things that brings us here tonight. We also had very little data on crabs, so we wanted to obtain additional data on crabs both within the closure and in the area adjacent to the closure, as crabs were not extensively sampled in the core work study. So again, the plan all along was to collect 2 years' worth of data, analyze that data, and then make additional decisions. At this point, we have only we have sampled for 2 years, both 2014 and 2015, but we have only analyzed the 2014 data due to financial constraints. The funding stream that was supposed to pay for the additional monitoring and for the additional testing has not come through. So at this point, we are making a decision based on 2014 data because we do feel that it confirms the work of the Mercury study. And so that is what brings us here tonight. And I'm going to turn to Carl at this point and let him talk a little bit about that monitoring work and talk a little bit more about the management decision.